Chapter 5, How Did I Get Here? Leonard laid on a hill near his house, watching as one by one the stars seemed to burst into the sky. He glanced quickly at the horizon, catching the last shimmer of red light that marked the passing of another day. A smile suddenly appeared on his face. His heart seemed to overflow with the happiness as the thoughts of his simple but wonderful life filled his mind. Leonard even giggled out loud as he recalled the wonder of his day and the sheer joy of just being alive. He bounced to his feet, headed off toward his nearby house. Throwing a rock into the darkness, he ran gleefully down the hill toward his home. When he rushed through the door, the overwhelming smell of freshly baked bread reminded him of his empty stomach. He had forgotten everything, including his hunger, while lost in his evening's adventure. His little brother and sister jumped up from the table and rushed to meet him, both talking at once. They so wanted to hear all their hero had done, how he had used the freedom that they so desired. One day soon, they would run free with him, share the adventure of his wondrous childhood. Leonard smiled longingly at his mom as he led the two little ones back over to the table, telling them passionately of the excitement and joy that had been his that day. How he was laughing, playing with friends for hours on end, even exploring a nearby cave, pretending to find hidden treasure, and slay menacing creatures with wooden swords. His beautiful, gentle eyes grew even bigger than usual as he shared how he had chased a rabbit till his legs almost gave out, even falling headlong into the flowers. He grinned excitedly as he pulled a couple of lovely but crumpled flowers from his pocket, handed them to his mom. She shook her head and laughed aloud as she hugged her little adventurer, thinking how blessed her family was. Leonard's father cleared his throat from where he had been sitting quietly, almost unnoticed, at the far side of the room. He had so enjoyed taking in the excitement that always flowed so freely from his happy, loving child, sensing the warmth that so permeated the whole room. He slowly rose and joined them all at the table, messing with Leonard's hair as he passed, winking and giving him that look that says, "Well done, my son." Leonard's dad now calmed the room by simply taking his place at the head of the table. Looking deep into the eyes of his waiting family, he brought their focus to the food laid out before them, the roof over their head, their health, and just the fact that they were all together in a living home. He glanced at Leonard and asked if he would do the blessing. What an honor, as the acknowledgement of God's blessing on his family was a very special thing. After his brief reciting of a couple of verses from God's word, Leonard said, "Amen," and they all began to eat. Leonard looked around, thought to himself, "Wow, how blessed I am. This is truly how life was meant to be." Dinner ended, everyone feeling full and satisfied. Then the children began picking at each other, becoming restless and bored, sitting around the table. Leonard's mother began to clear the table with the attempted help of his little sister, and he and his brother went to sit at his father's feet. They both settled in near the chair where their father had adorned. A look came over him as one about to share something of utter importance. "Boys," he said, "take not lightly the promises and blessings of God." He went on and shared a select portion of God's word, reading at first from the prophet Jeremiah. Leonard could almost hear God speak to him personally as his father spoke those words. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Wow, he thought, my life is going to be so great, just like Dad had always told me. His father had many times said of Leonard that he was very special and was going to walk in God's favor all the days of his life. His mind had now wandered, and he again focused on his father's words. Now, as his father finished, he realized he was far more tired than usual. Asking to be excused, he quickly headed off to bed. His mother and father looked at each other a little quizzically, as this was not like their high-energy son. He always stayed up for family time and followed father's teachings. Even so, they gave their blessing as he headed off for bed. As the morning sun peeked through the open windows, Leonard's parents sat sipping their coffee. They soon exchanged the same questioning look they both had shared the night before. Where was their Leonard? The boy always beat them both out of bed, who normally stood fully dressed before them, wanting his list of daily chores so he could finish early, then hurried off into the world for another of his wondrous days of adventure. That thought brought a grin to both of their faces. What a zeal for life that boy of theirs had. Their joyful thought was cut short as into the room, now walked, or more like shuffled, their special son, not with any of the bounding energy they were used to. He slowly, almost laboriously, moved toward them as if straining to even move forward. It seemed somehow not due to lack of energy. No, it was more like a strange brokenness that had overcome this child and sadly shone all over his face. He now stood before them looking down, somehow daring not to even look at them. His mother reached for him, but strangely Leonard pulled back. With obvious fear in their voices, his parents said, "Leonard, what's wrong?" He slowly raised his eyes to meet theirs. Tears began to flow. He then reached down and opened his robe, and the room fell silent as a tomb. Both parents' eyes at once beheld every parent's deepest fear. For there on their precious son's chest were the signs of the dreaded sickness which had become a curse throughout their land. This condition that stole the very soul from a man and caused him to become an outcast from among his people, even his own family. Was it true? Could it be? What about all the promises, Leonard thought to himself? What about God's word? He felt he had clearly heard, even last evening. He slumped down in a chair, and his father slowly but deliberately left the house. He soon returned with one of the city leaders. The man walked directly over to Leonard, asking him to again open his robe. The look on his face was all the answer anyone needed, not the one anyone wanted. He had the condition and needed to be removed at once from the house, from the city, no delay, with no contact. Even as these words were being spoken, Leonard's sister and brother came bounding into the room and headed straight for their beloved brother. Without hesitation, their mother intercepted them, swooping them up in her arms. Leonard turned to face them as his father, who had gone to get his belongings, re-entered the room. The children strained to pull free as they sensed something wasn't right. Tears streaming from Leonard's eyes, he quickly took his belongings from where his father set them. He spoke of his love and accepted the same from his family, then turned to follow the city official, believing fully he would most likely never see his family again. What was to become of this young man, so full of energy and life? Had God allowed his life's dreams and purpose to be lost in a moment in time? Could he or should he believe a word of what he had heard of the love of God? Should Leonard curse God, who he once thought holy and pure, or just curl up and die? Was there any hope, any reason to go on? Then something deep within him, as if a small voice whispering through the darkness, said, "Leonard, hold on. You're not alone. You are not alone. I have not let go of you." With that, he slowly walked into the shadows that would become his home for many years to come. The stars, they seem to shine just for me. The moon is as full as it can be. My life is perfect like a dream. I'm so blessed, or so I seem. To be the apple of God's eyes, I never hurt, I never cry. I'm living what he promised me. I'm living proof. Now can't you see? I look around and ponder this. Why do his blessings others miss? Have they offended God above? Are they not like me in his love? Even as my thoughts soak all this in, my life seems strangely not what it's been. There's pain where before none was felt. My happiness, too, begins to melt. What is this sickness that has overtaken me? It clouds my eyes, makes it hard to see. Where's my blessing? Where's my dream? Where's God's leading by his stream? Have I sinned? Have I done wrong? Where's my faith I once thought so strong? I've lost my family, lost them all. I stand alone now. How did I fall? Should I go on or just give up? Is this my lot? Is this my cup? Should I drink deep of sorrow and shame? Should I look within or without for blame? God says, "Be still, my son, you're not alone. I made your flesh, your blood, your bone. I know the condition you're living in. It's not from wrong, and it's not from sin. This is my choice. This is my way. My command to you, hold fast today. The reason is mine, I will reveal. Remember only, my promise is my seal. Now live your life, seeking not my hands, wondering not where your blessing stands, but seeking me, and only me. Accept my choice of what you'll be."